Hi, good morning, everybody. You're with Brian Hammer Jackson, and along with D-Town, and I see Jeffrey Bertrand's here. You're in the Sports Zone. Today we're going to be talking about the NFL draft, some what's happening with the Lakers, also about Mark Sanchez with the Jets, and we have a lot of things to do. We have a special contest going on. If you call in and you answer a sports question, you may win some tickets to a comedy store. So let's get to it. You're now with Sports Zone, with D-Town, Jeffrey, and me, Brian Hammer Jackson.
Welcome to the Sports Zone with your sports analyst, D-Town, G-Man, and me. I'm your host, Brian Hammer Jackson. Let's get to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Y'all ready for this?
And we have a very special little listener. Well, she's not a listener. She's here at the studio today. Her name is Layla. She's 6 weeks old. Well, she's 4 weeks old. And she's a Raider fan. So here with us today. D-Town, how good morning, my friend. Oh, I forgot. I don't have my executive, Kelly, on the board to do this. I have D-Town and I have Diane. Good morning, D-Town. How are you?
I'm good, Brian. Good morning to you.
Good morning, my friend. We have a very special day today. I'm going to also welcome in Diane. Diane's usually my board supervisor Monday through Friday. She decided to come in. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
I'm swell.
Well, Diane, I see you had a rough night.
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. I had to change phones.
Oh, it's okay. Jeffrey Bertrand, happy belated birthday. You know D-Town.
Yes, I do. Good morning, D-Town.
Hey, happy birthday, Jeffrey. When was your birthday?
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
It was an interesting evening, to say the least.
Would you like to talk about it? Because it's kind of like sports.
Well, if you like a hockey fight, a bloody hockey fight.
Is there any other?
Well, you know, when they grab each other and they just skate around, they hit each other with their purse.
Oh, God. Jeffrey came in. A friend of his, let's just put it, very close friend of his. He walked into a room, and there was nothing but blood, and I'll have Jeffrey take it from there. What do you say, buddy?
Actually, Diane noticed him first, and then she hollered for me, and I grabbed a warm compress, and I saw the back of his head, and I'm like, oh, geez, dude, I'm calling 911. He's like, no, don't. And I'm like, F you.
Yeah.
It was, and I didn't even notice the pool of blood on the floor until after EMS and the police left.
Wow, that's an exciting birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to
well,
me.
What happened?
He's all good. Four staples in the head, and they're going to release him at 11 o'clock today.
There you go. That was actually Jeff. That was Diane's husband. And Jeffrey was celebrating his birthday, you know, being Jeffrey, drinking, causing, you know, havoc.
Mooning, I love mayhem.
Mooning North Korea, sending him pictures of his butt.
I actually tried to post some photos on Facebook. They won't let me.
Okay. Are you serious? Wow.
I'm dead serious, bro. I guess
wow.
I'm going to have to go through Instagram, put them up on Instagram, and then share them. Go
well,
to the back door.
Yeah, that's something Dave would love to have. But so Diane's husband's name is Dave. And so Jeffrey walked in the room, and he saw, I'm paraphrasing, Jeffrey can interrupt if you like. He walks in, and he sees nothing but blood. I mean, it's blood. He said it's like a horror scene, some kind of thing out of a horror movie. And then he finds out that it's Dave, and he's laying there on the bed. Jeffrey, you know, tries to move him, and Dave's saying, no, don't move me. And he moved him, and he saw blood coming from his back and from his head. And Jeffrey just says, no, and he kicked into common sense mode and panic mode, which is called a 911. Because normally if Jeff saw that, it was some girl he met. Like, he was a virgin. He goes, okay, I didn't really get that.
Ha, 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 ha.
Welcome, Diane.
Hi.
And this is Diane. Diane can take the story from there. This is her husband, Dave, who is my good friend and friend of the show, and Diane is also a board producer. So, Diane, you want to take it from there?
I don't know what he had already said.
Well, basically, he said it was a hockey game, but without the puck.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. It was pretty gross. Yeah, they're releasing him today at 11, so he got 4 staples in his head.
Well,
but how did it happen?
I don't know. I mean, he had barbecued dinner for our friends, and then he went to bed, you know, and I came in to get his dinner dishes out of his room, and I noticed blood all over the back of him, and I'm just like, what the hell? And I go, baby, you got blood all over you. He goes,
you
well,
don't
I think
know
I
what
cut
happened.
My... He has no, he doesn't even remember falling.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's had vertigo
like
before.
Good time.
Yeah, it was,
oh,
a fun,
okay.
It was a fun night. Yeah. So.
You know, that's interesting, vertigo. Did you ever have vertigo?
Not me.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I experienced that. Diane, have you experienced vertigo? I mean, vertigo, I'm thinking, is this. I could stand on the edge of a cliff, and all of a sudden I can get dizzy, and I can almost project myself falling over that cliff. Does that qualify as vertigo?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because he had it once before, and he couldn't even stand up, everything. He was just dizzy, dizzy, dizzy. So I'm thinking maybe that might have hit him last night again,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, to where he, you know, just fell and,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of fainted or whatever. That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, but let me ask you a serious question. Have you taken any insurance out on him lately?
No.
Oh.
Oh, that's like when the cops came. They were drilling Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was a... Well, can you blame them?
No, it's funny because the dog was laying on his legs. And, you know, the cops and the paramedics were all, can you get the dog out of here? And so I told Jeff, I said, come get Kopi. And he got the dog, and they said, you know, just take the dog out of the room. So Jeff took the dog and put her in his room, and he was sitting in there with her because she was upset. And then the cops are like, well, why is your roommate so quiet? And I said, because you told him to take the dog out of the room. He's just sitting there.
He's already a suspect.
So they're all, can we talk to him? I said, sure. I said, he's right there.
Since we're here,
yeah.
We could probably solve a couple of crimes, comes open cases.
Yeah, I mean, because they just thought, well, why is he so quiet? And so he went in, they talked to him. He's all, look, he goes, I've known her since the second grade. He goes, I'm their roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, okay. And they're all like, well, we're going to take him to the hospital. And the guy's all, you can follow me. And I said, no, I said, I don't drive. Mm-hmm. I said, I had a stroke. I don't drive anymore. And they're like, they look at Jeff and they said, well, can you bring her down? Mm-hmm. And Jeff looked at him. He goes, it's my 50th birthday. I've been drinking. I can't drive her. So I had to call my kids and find somebody to give me a ride down there.
And didn't you say he said something interesting, your husband, the one who was bleeding, when they started asking him questions, didn't he volunteer some information that shouldn't be there?
Well, yeah, but it was kind of obvious because the evidence was laying on the floor next to the pool of blood.
And what was, pray tell, what was that information that he volunteered?
Well, they said, Dave, have you been drinking? He says, yeah. And he goes, and then I add a little bit of something to smoke. I'm like, oh, God, you didn't. But it was obvious because the utensil was laying on the floor.
Wow.
And that's what Jeff thinks he might have cracked his head on. So we don't know. But it was just a ugly scene.
Excuse me, I had a cough.
That's okay.
Wow, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I know I'm going to say this on the air. I shouldn't do it. I smoke cigarettes. And when somebody hands you a light, a different cigarette than what you usually smoke, you know what happens. You know what happens. You start coughing. Anyway, that's a very interesting Sports Zone story.
It's a good start to the show there.
Exactly. If it bleeds, it leads. Diane, thank you so much. And Dave's okay. And thank God he's okay. That's why we can joke about it.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's, you know, Maddie posted the pictures on Instagram last night. And I'm just, and I got all these calls this morning. What the hell happened to Uncle Dave? What the hell happened?
And Jeffrey.
Because all Maddie put was looks like a crime scene. And that's all he put on Instagram. My dad fell.
And Jeff is still suspect somewhere. They're still looking for him.
Yeah,
but,
you know, they interrogated him.
Dude, I had a hell of a birthday yesterday. I spoke to the cops twice.
They probably ran your record so much, and they just ran you. Since we're here, we might as well take care of this because we'll be back. But, Jeff, thank you so much. Diane, that lovely story. And let's get to the Sports Zone. Hope you guys can stick around. D-Town, you have some stories that you want to touch on before we get really deep, deep, deep?
Well, you know, big news this week, well, as far as football goes, and let's face it, football is the big news. It's kind of a sad state of affairs when the NFL draft in their off season, months away from playing any football, overshadows the NBA playoffs, which, you know, they're in the playoffs right now, but the NFL draft takes front page. And then this was kind of a boring draft, really. I mean, it was safe. Everybody was being safe. It's a lot of offensive tackles and defensive ends, and they didn't pick a quarterback till it was only one quarterback taken in the first round.
That's right.
Late
I think
the first round.
That's right. I think they started picking quarterbacks maybe start the third round, maybe right about that time.
Yeah. There was a rash of quarterbacks taken, I believe it was the third round, all in a row.
Yeah, and what do you think about the pick with Barkley here? What do you think about his fit in Philadelphia? I think that's not going to work at all.
Well, you know, they're saying that he won't fit into Kelly's system, into Chip Kelly. Of course, he came from Oregon where they had the play-action option game.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he's not going to be an option quarterback. Matt Bartley's not an option quarterback. But I think Chip Kelly is smart enough to adapt his system to fit his players rather than drafting players that fit his system. He will adapt his system.
Mm.
And, he did go from college to pros, so it's going to be a change right there. But, you know, Barkley fell so low. What was it, fourth round?
Fourth round.
Yeah.
Barkley went fourth round. He was 97th overall pick. But you have to remember, last year was nothing but quarterback year.
Oh, exactly. So, I mean, last year they had huge, five or six quarterbacks go in the first round, and all of them had impacts with the teams they went to.
And let me ask you something, and we talked about this earlier. Does it really matter? Did you notice as they get deeper into the draft? Now, when you're getting these players, it's funny when a coach, it usually happens in the fourth round when they're getting towards the end, they'll start putting their coaches on there. And these are players that they really didn't really want, but they're trying to give them the best. You know, I'm hearing things like, well, he's an interesting kid. He's going to be good. It just seemed like, you know, you're like the last guy on the team, and you're not going to make it. Because remember, you still got to go through the cut system. Just because they drafted you doesn't mean you're going to actually make the team, right, D-Town?
Oh, definitely not, especially if you're, you know, like a sixth or seventh round draft choice. You know, they have a name for the last player taken in the draft. They call him Mr. Irrelevant. Because they very seldom have an impact on the team that drafts them.
Yeah,
but then there's a lot of free agents, players who do not get drafted.
Exactly.
Who are going to end up getting picked up by a team and having an impact. One of those is, you know, the local guy here in Kansas. They were talking about him for Heisman Trophy. I think he finished second in Heisman Trophy balloting. Colin Klein for Kansas State didn't get drafted at all.
Are you serious?
Did not get drafted. So he's a free agent.
Oh,
so
wow.
Somebody will pick him up. Whether he makes an NFL, you know, who knows? Who knows about any of these guys except for maybe the top three or four.
That's very interesting. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, see, you know, it's funny when these kids go into football. First of all, it's very hard to make it into even to the combine to be drafted as an NFL player. Then you got to make it to the draft, and you're absolutely right. We had another sports commentator who's here with me. She's listening, and she mentioned that Mr. Irrelevant, like you were saying, they usually do that. She says he's actually made it on a team last year. It's usually a joke kind of draft, you know, but he's actually playing on the NFL.
Well, the talent pool gets a little slim when you get to, 254? Is it 254 players that get drafted?
Yeah.
So, you know, the talent pool does get a little slim when you get to number 254, but who's to say they can't make it? It happens. This year it was a tight end.
Wasn't Tom Brady 199 overall in the season?
Yes, he was.
I believe that's right. He was a low draft pick.
He was a low. You know, but circumstances presents itself. Aaron Rodgers, wasn't he in low in the draft too also? But again, you got to remember how long. See, people who have a short memory, you got to remember how long Aaron Rodgers waited before he got his chance. I mean, he waited. I mean, Brett Favre was there for a long time. He must have waited at least 5 years before he got a chance, didn't he?
Yeah, I think, well, maybe three or four before he ever got a chance. But that worked out pretty well for him, didn't it?
It sure did. But it did not work out for Leonard. When he came out, people remember with USC with Leonard, who won the Heisman Trophy in his junior year. And they thought he was going to go high in a draft, and he went to, I think he went to Cardinals, he went to Arizona. Whatever. They sat his ass out, and now he's with the Raiders, and it's been like 7 years. This dude is now a backup with the Oakland Raiders, and he may not make the team. And he was a Heisman Trophy winner. But I want to talk to you about that. That brings me to my other comment about, is there a curse, D-Town? The USC quarterback curse?
Well, you know, there may be. Like you say, Barkley falling so low. And then Leinart. Wasn't Carson Palmer, wasn't he a USC quarterback?
Exactly.
He's doing okay, I guess. He's playing in the league.
Well, if the Raiders dump you, you're not doing too well.
That's true.
Where did he end up? Isn't he a backup somewhere now?
Who, Ladder?
I believe they traded him to Bay.
To where?
To Tampa Bay, I believe.
Well, I'm going to answer that question in 1 second. We have a caller here. It's a new caller. 570. 570? Welcome to the Sports Zone.
It's G-Man.
Oh, G-Man, what the hell are you doing? See, this is what happens to you, G-Man, when you don't show up for 2 weeks. I have no idea who you are.
G-Man's back.
Yay, we missed you, G-Man. G-Man, you know Jeffrey Bertrand and you know D-Town. We missed you, son of a gun.
Well, first of all, you've been I've wanted to call in. I've called in on Sundays to see, and they say no shows within the next 24 hours. And I was actually watching still shots of the NFL draft. I mean, I believe Carson Palmer, I heard rumors that he was going to get traded to Arizona. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, and for gosh, I'm shocked that the Kansas State quarterback didn't get drafted because that there was a troubled LSU corner who didn't
yes.
even play last year, who was busted for marijuana, was drafted in the third round by Arizona.
Yes. And what about the Seattle player who was arrested 2 days before the draft, and he went to Seattle, and he was arrested for intimidating a police officer, a noise disturbance, and they say, you know, he backed up his car in a very aggressive manner. So, you know, that's interpretation.
Yes.
Guy's a pain in the ass, and I want to write him up for some stuff. But, again, he was arrested.
Who was the guy that was drafted by Seattle who was arrested?
I will pull him
he
up.
He was played for LSU. And, you know, speaking of LSU, their
well,
defense had 8 players drafted.
How's that?
Off their defense.
Wow.
You know, can you imagine in college, you're basically playing a pro defense because 8 players go to the pros?
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
He was arrested in his hometown, Eunice, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here Friday was supposed to be, his name is Thorold, Thorold, Simon. It was
mm-hmm.
Thorold Simon Day. But he was arrested the day before for, public intimidation, resisting arrest, and unnecessary noise. It was supposed to be
wow.
his day. They were going to throw a parade for him. And he gets arrested the day before.
Oh, man, you got some street credit. How can you get arrested on your day? And you got a draft coming up. If I'm going to be drafted, I would stay in my house for 3 days until I hear my name. I'm not going outside. I'm not partying with my friends. I'm not even going anywhere. Oh, my God.
That's as bad as a guy who was drafted by the Celtics, and he partied. Clunk, and he died.
Who was that? I remember that.
Yeah,
really?
The guy from overdose cocaine.
Title. Yeah, and partied to death.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you don't do stuff like that. And some people thought that the Celtics were cursed after that, which technically they were because it took them years to get over the hump.
Jesus. In college, that spring break, don't fool around.
Yeah.
But,
in
I mean, come on, let's.
Stuff. I mean,
wow.
Dan Marino had to wait so long because there was questions that he did stupid stuff in college, and I don't know why other teams didn't draft him because there were some bad quarterbacks that were drafted ahead of him, including Ken O'Brien. And Todd Blackledge. And Pittsburgh didn't even draft him, which I'm still shocked about to this day. Like, why the heck didn't they draft him? I'm like, yeah. Just some teams see others on others.
And they do that, and it's interesting. So that takes effect, too, that you got a great player, but you're looking at his background. Is he going to be a problem? And that goes into a lot of things. Who was that player? I don't know if you guys were watching. It was kind of embarrassing. It was towards the end. He had some problems. He was drafted. He started crying. His family was there. And they were saying that he had some drug problems and everything. They interviewed him, and he says, and he talked like some kind of crackhead. Saying, congratulations on the draft. Well, I promise I would not do drugs and whatever they asked me to do. I wish I had his name. I wish I had his name. He was a good-looking kid. It was towards the end. If you know who it is, please let me know. Let me switch gears really quickly on that, and let me hear you guys' thoughts. Here's the headlines. Tell me what you think, okay? I'm just going to read the headlines. Tell me what you think. NFL Draft 2013. Jets done with Mark Sanchez after drafting Geno Smith. That's all I'm going to say. What comes to your mind, D-Town?
Well, to me, that sounds like a pretty good move. Sanchez has been a bust. I don't have a number in front of me. Probably the worst quarterback rating in the league last year, or certainly towards the bottom of the list. And this Geno Smith, I think he had a few, I don't know if you'd call them character issues, but mm-hmm. certainly some concerns about him. He's got all the talent in the world. He can throw the long ball. He's athletic, but there was some concerns. His team, West Virginia, was picked to win the Big 12 last year, and they finished towards the bottom.
Yeah.
So there was concerns, is he a winner? But he has tons of talent, and I think he'll do fine with the Jets. And I think anything's an upgrade over Sanchez.
Wow. And that's where we go with that USC quarterback curse. What do you think, Mr. G-Town? Sanchez, the headlines. Are they going to trade him? Are they going to cut him?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Is this G-Man?
You called me G-Town.
Oh, did I call him G-Town? Sorry about that.
Well, I think Geno Smith going to the Jets, I think it's somewhat of a good move. But at the same time, he's going into a very messed up situation. And I think, he was an early Heisman pick earlier that season because he had multiple games where he had no interceptions. And it was because teams actually defended against him. I mean, wasn't there a game where I think he scored like six or seven touchdowns in a game? And
mm-hmm.
They were almost comparing him to like the run-and-shoot quarterbacks, which run-and-shoot quarterbacks do not do great in the NFL.
No, they don't.
But it's going to be a very hostile situation because the Jets and the Giants are hosting the Super Bowl, and we all know that they fall flat when they host the Super Bowl. So I can say this. Bye-bye, Tyrannosaurus Rex Ryan.
Wow, that's a big statement. Let's go to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, what do you think about that? Is Sanchez's days limited? Are they going to trade Sanchez? Is they going to sit Sanchez? I think his career is over. What do you think?
I think they'll probably cut him. I mean, USC quarterback, I mean, let's just put it this way. I'm going to count this guy in. You have Matt Castle, Carson Palmer, who I say – he only won the Heisman Trophy because he beat Notre Dame. That's it. And I still say Larry Johnson should have won it that year. Matt Leinart was a system quarterback because he did great in college and he's done nothing in the NFL. He has one of the worst arms ever because Ken Whittingham couldn't do anything with him. And when you lose your job twice,
mm-hmm.
Once when you get first at it, and then you lose it to a grocery shop or bagger or whatever.
Right.
Then
come on. But what was the name of that grocery store bagger? Let's be fair. Are we talking Warner?
Kurt Warner.
It's kind of unfair to put a grocery bagger when it's Kurt Warner. Let's be fair.
He was a stalker. And then
He was. To be fair, that grocery store had one hell of a front line.
but he had a great career, and Matt Leinart is going to be a constant backup no matter what.
Well, yeah, and you were right. I think you hit the nail on the head when you say system quarterback, because USC they always have a great front line with the protection, and without the protection at the quarterback, it makes the quarterback look good. It gives you kind of false kind of security till they hit the combine. I was not impressed with Barkley's speed. The dude was – did you see his combine speed? He was very slow. He's not a mobile quarterback whatsoever, but he does have football intelligence. Barkley has high football intelligence, which Tom Brady also has. That's the same quality that Tom Brady has.
Barkley had a better junior year than a senior year, I'll tell you that.
Because of the front line. That was my point. Last year, USC had a great front line, and a lot of them went into the NFL. They lost that protection. So now you actually saw a lot of Barkley's skills. And Barkley's skills, he has football skills. He has football intelligence. But he doesn't have the quick speed that most quarterbacks that they want you in. He's not a scrambler. He's not a scrambler whatsoever. He'll drop back. He'll shoot it. He has great read downfield.
The way the quarterback position is evolving, I think that foot speed is going to be more important, which makes me think Geno Smith's going to have a pretty good career. I mean, just look at Kaepernick or Wilson. I mean, that's the face of quarterbacks in the future.
Yes, and you just mentioned it. Wilson, how about Camden? I mean, come on, these are the quarterbacks in the future, and I would think Barkley would probably fit good with Denver. I would think he would have probably been a great backup to Manning because we know he's wobbly.
Well, yeah, Manning's not, he's kind of like Brady. He's not a lot of foot speed, not going to be a scrambler, but kind of elusive in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He's hard to bring down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Roethlisberger's the same way, except Roethlisberger's just a tree back there. He can't bring
down
a tree.
Yeah, he is. And that's why I was surprised that Pittsburgh, I was surprised that Denver, I was even surprised that Kansas City didn't take Barkley. What the hell? I know, Kansas City has Smith now. I understand
they got
that.
Smith, yeah.
But who's their backup? I mean, Barkley
was
great
in
Kansas
Chase
City.
Yeah, they got Chase Daniel. They revamped their whole quarterback situation. They went and traded for the starter and the backup.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's bring in Jeff. I think Jeff is here. We lost him. Jeff, what do you think? Sanchez's career, is it over?
Yeah, I believe so, dude. I look at him and kind of like the same way I look at Barkley as
mm-hmm.
like the old Chris Everett. Oh, excuse me, I mean Jim Everett.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From the Rams.
Right. Chris Everett, well, she was good, too. When she,
remember
you should see
how,
her scramble.
Remember how classic that was when Jim Rome kept calling him Chrissy Everett?
Exactly. I remember that.
People started whooping his ass.
Well, you know, we're going to go...
decent arm, but not very mobile.
Exactly. And I think... Go ahead.
I'll say
one thing.
Barkley has something that Sanchez doesn't. Barkley at least played more than 16, at least more than one season in college.
Barkley, there's another quarterback that could have come out after his junior year, probably should have come out after his junior year. Barkley should have come out after his junior year because his stock tumbled after his senior year.
Well, once he hurt his shoulder, that was that.
Same with Landry Jones from Oklahoma. You know, they were talking about him as a Heisman front runner his senior year. He could have come out after his junior year, but he stayed another year, tried to win a Heisman, tried to be a number one draft pick, and he fell down. I don't know. He fell.
He was drafted by Pittsburgh.
Let me see what round he got drafted in.
But you do have a point.
Fourth round.
He has a point. If you look at what happened with Barkley, Well, he got drafted, and I'm saying this, I think Barkley got drafted in the fourth round. He was number 97 overall. He could have came out in his junior year. He didn't. Same thing with Leonard. Was it Leonard? He Leonard. Did the same thing.
Yeah.
He waited. Now, I can't. Did Sanchez come out in his junior year, or did he graduate? I'm trying to remember. He did come out in his junior year?
He
might
played,
have won
was
without Bowley.
Palmer's backup.
No, he wasn't. Sanchez wasn't Palmer's backup, was he?
No, he wasn't.
So Sanchez was Leonard's backup.
Yeah, there we go. I'm sorry. My bad.
And I think Palmer's backup was
Castle?
Was it Castle?
Castle.
Castle?
Yeah, I think it was.
Castle.
I think it was. I think it is. And so maybe they should come out of their junior year. I mean, that's what I'm thinking of, because if they wait, it seems to me that they go further down in the draft. I mean, you come out when you're hot, you're in the news, you're this, you're the boy of the week, whatever, sensational, your stock goes up. Now, when you're drafted in the fourth round, what do you think? I'm thinking you're in the hundred thousands of dollars instead of in the $1 million range. And I'm thinking if you do draft in the fourth, you're going to have to fight to even make the team when it's time to cut.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to cut that, and they're going to go three deep. They're going to go three deep if when they start doing the cuts. Am I correct?
Most teams will carry three quarterbacks, yeah. Some of them only carry two, but most of them will carry three.
Yeah, so you got your starter, you got your backup, and you got your clipboard holder.
Welcome to the Sports Zone, Jeffrey.
But it's true. That's what they do, don't they?
So what do you think? And you're true. You're actually right. So what do you think when the Jets draft seven quarterbacks? What does that tell you?
Somebody's on crack.
Well, minus the crack.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to keep it real. How freaking ridiculous is that?
Well, it sends a message. Because you got to remember, they still got Tebow. You got to remember, they still got Tebow. G-Man's
okay.
Laughing.
Okay. Yeah, that's a laugh right there.
Last year, they drafted two quarterbacks in the same round.
Exactly. What's the message to Sanchez when they did that?
Well,
it's either
ship
up or ship out.
Not only goodbye, but I don't understand how can you better your team by picking seven in the same position? We need offensive line. We need D-backs. We just got rid of Revis. We could use a linebacker maybe.
Yeah, and then the Revis controversy was epic. But, you know, let me just go round table really quickly. D-Town, Sanchez, will he be playing for the Jets this season, yes or no?
He won't be starting. He might be a backup, but I think they'll go ahead and let Smith be their starter. And, he might be the clipboard holder.
You think so? I think he's the albatross of New York. They hate him. I have never seen a group of people hate a particular player. They have despised this guy. He's a villain in New York. Can he come back? I mean, his popularity rating.
Though, but you got the other Mr. Popular in New York, Rex Ryan, running the show.
Yeah, well, Rex Ryan, this is his last year. You know that, don't you?
Well,
I mean, he's a joke.
I'm surprised he's made it back.
Me too. I really am surprised he made it back. And what is he going to do with these new quarterbacks is going to be destructive. Okay, let's go really quick. Kansas City. Kansas City has Alex Smith, since you're in Kansas City, D-Town. What's your prognosis, my friend? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think they did a pretty good, they had a number one draft pick overall. And I think I said last week they were going to take that Luke Njoku. But they went with the other guy instead. They're both offensive tackles. They graded the other guy higher. So they went with Fisher, I believe is his name.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a, I was reading in the paper here that the Chiefs have not drafted a quarterback in the first round since, I don't know the exact number. It's been a good 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just they just don't take a chance on a quarterback in the first round. They'll get their quarterbacks. They'll try to get a proven commodity through free agent market.
Mm-hmm.
But that hadn't worked out too well for the Chiefs either.
Now, I'm going to ask, you're right, I'm going to ask G-Man this. People don't know there's also a trade going behind the trade. There's a draft within a draft where people are trading, up trading for one player who is an NFL player, for instance, who we could go with Carson Palmer, the secret trade that he was traded to. Come on, help me out. He was just traded.
Arizona, possibly.
Yeah. And a lot of people will trade to get higher into the draft.
Yeah, they will.
Is there any big news, any big player that has that you're surprised at, that were traded to a team to get a maybe up to another round or go up a round? Is there a big name? Is there any surprise there that you are surprised?
The
I'm saying surprise four times.
The Patriots acquired LeGarrius Blount. Acquired LeGarrius Blount during the draft, and they took a chance on that that Talib, who was a corner for the Buccaneers, and he's now with the Patriots, so that's one thing. And I actually heard that the Chiefs might be trading for Andy Reid's former backup, Nick Foles.
Really?
Oh, really?
That's
I don't even know who the Chiefs' backup is. I mean, other than that, oh yeah, that Chase Daniels, who was previously with the Saints,
Now, what do you think about the Saints, though? We haven't even discussed the Saints. I don't think they did anything that really was any kind of newsworthy. I think they probably just went. I didn't know about their picks. I got a feeling they pick offensive linemen, nothing sexy, just, you know, defensive backs. But one more question, then we're going to go really quickly to people who haven't been drafted and they're good players that were up for the draft. What do you think about this kid that they picked, we're going to go back with the Jets again, that replaced Revis? You guys count me out on this. Again, the Jets let Revis go. And Revis has some medical problems. But they got this other kid from the draft who they're thinking can put, you know, a lot of people are booing him because they're saying you're not even up to par as Revis. And he has medical problems. Does anybody remember the kid that they drafted? This is the Jets cornerback.
Well, trying to find it here.
Yeah.
My computer's cooperating.
Yes, they're talking about him. I remember Deion Sanders interviewed him, and one of the questions Deion Sanders said was, you know you're replacing Revis. You got this big thing on your shoulders. Are you good enough to hang in there? And he says, yeah, I'm good enough, and I'm going to play hard, blah, blah, blah. And all the sports commentators just rolled their eyes and said, this kid, here's the pressure on this kid. They said this could end his career right here. To put that much pressure on this kid, and he wasn't really a good kid, and he had some medical problems that are very questionable, but they're putting the spotlight on this kid, and the sportscasters and analysts are thinking his career is over because he cannot perform as well as Revis. What's your thought on that, D-Town or G-Man?
Usually when you put a kid, a pressure on a kid that, to replace somebody who was that good, most of the time they're usually not going to live up to the hype because, I mean, when you try to find the next whoever, most of the time it usually doesn't work out. You try to find the next Montana, try to find the next LT, next Bruce Smith. You can't.
Well, I agree most of the time, but this might be the exception. This kid
really?
Is pretty good. Kid from Alabama, D. Milliner.
Right.
Yeah, he's really pretty good. Number 9 overall draft pick. You know, you can't feel the shoes of a Darrell Revis, but this is a pretty good pick for the Jets, I think, if they let Revis go.
He did kill him in the championship game. If you look at the footage, that guy was up everybody's ass every play.
Yeah, he had an awesome game.
It was absolutely insane.
But what about the pressure on this kid? He's good, but this is New York. They're not tolerating.
Well, no,
they're not tolerating.
I know, you know what? That kind of like brings me back to like Joey Harrington. He was supposed to be the next Montana. He lasted 2 years in Detroit, and he's done.
But this is not quarterback, though. This is not a quarterback. I mean, he won't have quite the pressure of a quarterback. A defensive back replacing a Pro Bowl player. And the pressure in New York is always greater than anywhere else. But I feel good about this guy. I think he'll be all right. Yeah.
I'm thinking as soon as he gets beat one time, they're going to be hearing the crowd's going to be chanting, Revis, Revis. I think that if this kid's head can stay consistent and okay and not panic. See, I think the crowd got to Sanchez. I think Rex Ryan playing his mental games with Sanchez hurt him a little bit, and the crowd got to Sanchez. It really just messed him up. He couldn't recover.
I would never want to play in New York, that's for sure.
Brutal.
What about the ghost of Joe Namath? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, G-Man.
Well, you said that this crowd gets a Sanchez sometimes. Well, Vince Young, when he was getting booed,
he was
really hurt, and he didn't have the mentality to handle that. Don McNabb got booed at the draft and stuff, and he played good for years. So you have to have the mentality to handle adversity. And some quarterbacks can't handle adversity.
Is that the player that I'm thinking of as now a quarterback for the Raiders, Vince Young? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Yeah, Vince Young's the one that's a mental case.
It's the mental case, yeah.
Yeah, he was going to retire after 1 year. I mean, he supposedly had a failing or something. I refer to him as a half-a-season quarterback because he's the kind of quarterback where you if the team starts out 0-6 and you put him in there, he's going to do good. But if you rely on him to do this for an entire season, he can't do it. He just can't.
Let me ask you a question really quick because we're running out of time. Michael Vick goes down in Philadelphia. Who you put in? Let's go with D-Town and I'll go to the round table. Michael Vick goes down. What quarterback do you put in? Do you put in Barkley right away? D-Town.
I don't know who else they have there. But
don't they still have A.J. Feely?
No. What? No.
You guys are getting G-Man all upset.
You can put in Barkley if Vic's hurt. Yeah, I'd put in Barkley because he's going to be your quarterback next 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask the same question to you, G-Man. Michael Vick goes down. Who you put in?
Well, Barkley, yes, just to see how he does. But don't they have Dennis Dixon, who played under Chip Kelly at Oregon?
Yes, they do.
Because there was a game in his first start at Baltimore. I mean, he was really fast. I was wondering, whoa, is this real time? Because, I mean, he just went blazing. And I was
living in Oregon at the time Dixon was playing up there, and that guy is incredibly quick. Does have a rocket of an arm.
His arm is mediocre, but he has legs like you wouldn't believe. He's elusive, and he probably doesn't have the mileage that Dick definitely has.
Yeah. He's definitely he's not a deep ball threat. He's mid-range, but his wheels, whoa. I was very impressed watching him, and I love to hate the Ducks, being a SC fan.
That's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. We still have some more football talk, but really quickly, let's touch on other sports. Kings. Will the Kings be the champion again?
No.
No? Let's go round table. D-Town, Kings, hockey.
The Kings, hockey. I don't even know how the hockey's going right now.
I don't either, but I was listening last night, and the Kings, I guess they won, and I haven't really been paying attention to hockey, but I guess they're, I think they had some problems earlier in the season, but I think they battled back, and they're in the playoffs now. So
I think they got a long way to go to make it to the champions, though.
Yeah.
The playoffs start on Tuesday, brother.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
What do you think, G-Man? I'm going to go back to Jeff because Jeff is a hockey person, and we got the expert here.
Right.
But let me go to G-Man for a minute. Kings, are you a hockey aficionado?
Yes. I'm going to say no because the last several years, it's always been an unknown team to win the Stanley Cup. I mean, you had the Kings win the Stanley Cup for the first time ever. You had the Chicago Blackhawks win for the first time since the 60s. You had the Red Wings win, even though that they are known as Hockey Town. You had the Penguins win it for the first time since the Lemieux era. And there's going to be the Carolina Hurricanes, who knew. You had Anaheim win it when they dropped the money off the Ducks. So it's a team that you would not expect because there is no repeat in the NHL, just like there is in the NFL or even Major League Baseball. It's so unpredictable of who's going to win it.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm going to go to Jeff really quickly because we're running out of time. Jeff, what's your take on the hockey? Kings, do they have a chance?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I used to have season tickets to the Kings until they got Wayne. And,
oh, come on, Wayne Gretzky was the one I started watching when I watch it periodically, but that's the real reason why I started watching.
Well, gee, like every other fly-by-night fan.
Thank you.
So pissed the day that he was the King's antichrist.
Who?
Gretzky.
Gretzky
you
was the King's antichrist?
I'm sorry, I don't got enough time to get into it.
Oh,
show you tapes.
The reason they won the Stanley Cup?
Wayne crying and saying when they got swept the last time he was with Edmonton, when they got swept by the Islanders in the Stanley Cup Finals, and he says, well, they asked him a question, well, how does it feel, you know, getting swept by them? And he's like, well, that ain't so bad. Nothing is worse than losing to the Kings.
Wow, he actually said that, huh?
Yeah, he was the Antichrist. We waved white towels at him. We called him a pussy. We threw shit at him. And then all of a sudden, he comes to L.A., and he's the savior. You know what? Give me a fucking break.
One question, and then we're going to go down. Wayne Gretzky, will he go down in history as the greatest hockey player ever? Let's go with D-Town.
Yes,
well, you know. With my limited knowledge of hockey, I would say yes. Yeah, he's the name that comes to mind when I think about great innate hockey players.
He was great when he was with Edmonton. I mean, he ended his freaking career with the Rangers. The Kings even gave up on him.
Okay, but my question is, Jeff, will he go down in hockey history as the greatest player of all times?
Absolutely. Nobody. The way they play and they do the line shifts and stuff now, nobody will ever touch his records. Never close.
Okay, guys, we're about 5 minutes into it. Here's where we do our one-minute commentary, 30 seconds. Okay, let's start with D-Town, D-Town, uninterrupted commentary on maybe your commentary on a draft or something going on in the league or
well,
whatever.
Well, let's shift gears and go to basketball.
Oh, basketball. We're going to go over, but okay.
But no, I'll go quick. No, I just got one. I've got a little rant here.
Okay, you got a rant?
Everybody knows, you know, I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, and Westbrook got hurt playing against the Rockets. Changes the whole dynamics of the
detail.
And then he gets hurt on a cheap shot play. I don't know if y'all saw this. I wasn't ready to call it cheap shot until I saw the video over and over and over again. This kid from the Rockets, Beverly, makes just a stupid play, wasn't even a basketball play, and takes out Westbrook for the rest of the finals. And he should be suspended. He should be kicked out. But they're making very little mention of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all saw it. Westbrook was dribbling over to the sideline, called timeout, kind of taking it easy, jogging over there. This kid comes out of nowhere and runs in, tries a lame-ass attempt to steal the ball, and hits him in the knee and takes him out for the playoffs.
Damn. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I know the Lakers have had their share of injuries, but this one was just a cheap shot.
Well, you know what? You present another subject of next week. Do you think there's bounties in basketball? Do you think Kobe was marked as a bounty and with this hit, what's going on with Westbrook? Because they really need him. The OKC cannot – I mean, they can make it. They're good enough, but with Westbrook, it's almost like Kobe and Shaq. He's a principal player. Without him – they're going to have a hard time going through the playoffs, especially going against the Heat, especially going against San Antonio.
Oh, exactly. You know, I thought they would make it to the finals, Western Conference Finals for sure, against San Antonio, and then maybe give the Heat a battle like they did last year. They played well against the Heat in the championship last year. But now with Westbrook hurt, I think they'll get past the Rockets. They're up 3-0, and they do have Kevin Durant. They do have one of the best players in the game. But still, without him, he's their point guard. They looked a little bit lost at times in the game last night.
And I'm sorry I interrupted your minute without being interrupted. You just got me involved in that. But, you know, as I see more and more playoff games, I see more and more violence going on. I see more and more intentional, let's just say it, intentional hits, unintentional hits, let's call them.
Which is how I classify this hit. exactly. Unintentional hit.
Exactly. Man, it gets tough. It's getting dirty. Let's go with you, G-Man. You got 30 seconds, uninterrupted. What is your analyst on anything? Anything you want to talk about?
Okay, the NFL draft, there was probably a very poor crop of positional players, and that's why there was more offensive interior linemen that were in. LeBron James was whining about not winning Defensive Player of the Year. Like, shut up. You're going to be given probably another MVP award. They're possibly going to hand you an NBA title again. And Kobe going down, I mean, he's not the same guy as he was 5 years ago. I mean, they're a bad seven seed, and Westbrook and Durant is almost like the Stockton and Malone of today's era. But I hope Oklahoma City gets revenge on the Heat.
Mhm, I do too. All right, Jeffrey, 30 seconds, my friend. Okay. I think I lost Jeffrey. I want to thank, you have been listening to the Sports Zone, and I want to thank Mr. D-Town, who is our sports analyst, Mr. G-Man, who is our sports analyst. I've been looking at the hits. We're getting more and more people listening to us on Blog Radio who are very professional, popular sports analysts who are listening to us. So you guys are kicking some butt. It's time to watch some sports. Anybody, we're going to go, but anybody, if the Lakers a chance today, Mr. D-Town, Lakers have a chance?
I think Lakers are toast today. No, they're,
you think they're toast?
They'll be swept. Yeah, they're toast.
Yeah. How about you, G-Man?
Well, they lost 128-89 at home. that's pretty bad. And if they give Mike and Tony a contract extension, just put a fork in the Lakers.
Well,
they've got as much hope as winning as Sanchez does starting.
Wow.
Sanchez is gonna be wiping the offensive line's butts since he has experience being near them.
Well, remember this, my last commentary. Remember how doesn't matter how bad Sanchez is. Remember his contract, $8.5 million. They have no whatever they're gonna. They will eat it, and the Jets are not gonna eat $8.5 million. They'll figure out a way. Sanchez will be my prediction. Sanchez will be third string. I think they're gonna move Tebow up number two. They're gonna have this kid come in because he doesn't really have that bad pass. People need to get excited. They don't know about this kid. It will bring to him. You'll see it in the pregames and so. That's what I think is going to happen. If they put Sanchez in, they're going to get booed. They're going to lose a lot of fans, and they're not going to take that chance. So I predict Sanchez go to three, Tebow goes to two, and this new kid number one. Anybody agree or disagree?
The fireman retired from the Jets. The guy with the fireman helmet?
Mm-hmm.
He's basically tells everybody to tell the Jets when everybody knows how to spell it.
Put the guy with the fireman helmet, the quarterback, what does he go? J-E-T? You say he got hired?
No, it's J-E-T.
Isn't that Sanchez's father?
Well, that's it with the Sports Zone. Again, I want to thank D-Town. Thank you, Mr. D-Town. And thank you, Mr. G-Man. And thank you, Jeff. And thank you, Diane, for coming on with us. And we'll see you tomorrow. And take care. Let's go root for the Lakers, huh, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
That's right.
Okay, bye. We'll see you next week on Sports Zone. You guys were terrific. We'll see you later, guys.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Peace out. And, that's it. Bye.
Bye, Bri.
Bye-bye, Diane. And glad he's okay.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.